The last time we saw the Packers in a game that counted, they gave up 51 points in a playoff loss to Arizona. And after that, the Packer brain trust promised to make the defense better in the offseason. How do you think they did?
Strange as this sounds, but by doing virtually nothing, they stood pat, basically, and convinced themselves that the second year of defensive coordinator Dom Capers' 3-4 system will make them better. They'll have a better understanding of the nuances of the defense. They'll have a greater depth of knowledge as far as blitz packages and coverages and things like that. And just a year of playing together in this system, in theory, should make them better.
On the offensive side of the ball, a lot of firepower, one of the best in the NFL. But there are questions about the offensive line and whether or not Ryan Grant is really the kind of running back you can ride to the Super Bowl on.
Well, as far as the offensive line is concerned, at least they are starting where they finished last year. And for all the problems they had early in the season with sacks, giving up 40 of the 50 almost by the midpoint of the season, things settled down when former Wisconsin grad Mark Tauscher got back entrenched at right tackle. Tauscher and Chad Clifton, both in their 30s, are back and performing well. And inside, they feel very good about an unheralded player, but is very solid. And Josh Sitton, center Scott Wells is veteran, and at left guard Darren College held off the charge for number one draft choice Brian Bulaga. They like their depth a little better this year. And Ryan Grant is maybe the most underappreciated running back in the league. He finished seventh in the NFL in rushing last year. He had 1,200 yards, and for this offense, you know, this is a passing offense. Mike McCarthy is a pass-happy coach, and he's got the weapons to deliver. With Aaron Rodgers on the cusp of becoming an elite quarterback in this league, if he isn't already, a great stable of wide receivers, and tight end JerMichael Finley, after 55 catches last year, could break out and become a Pro Bowl talent for the Packers this year. It's a very dynamic offense, and they will run just to keep defenses honest, not the other way around.
Now, we fans have October 24th and November 21st circled on the schedule. Those are the big games against Brett Favre and the Vikings. Are those the most important games on the schedule, or would you point to any others?
There are some very big games for the Packers, but most of them are coming late. Yeah, the two Viking games, the first one the week before Halloween. The Dallas Cowboys are coming into Lambeau Field in early November. I think the San Francisco 49ers are an upcoming team, and the Packers will be tested by teams from the AFC East at New York against the Jets team that everyone seems to be loving in the AFC, at Tom Brady's New England Patriots late in the year. That is going to make for a difficult road. The Packers, I think, are blessed with a fairly easy schedule once they get past Philadelphia on the road to open the season Sunday and have a chance to get off to a very fast start and kind of build some momentum for the stretch run.
Any predictions?
I think the Packers are clearly a playoff-caliber team. I think they can challenge the Vikings. I think they'll be better prepared for Brett Favre. I don't think a run even deep into the playoffs is out of the question for the Packers. Certainly 11-12 wins right where they finished last year is possible with this team. If all stay healthy, it should be all's well in Green Bay for a very exciting 2010 season.
Could be a big season. Mark Daniels, thanks for being with us.
All right, Terry.